We continue today with lesson number 15 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We're still in the fourth Perek Behema HaMakasha, and we will be studying today Mishnayos number 4 and 5, Perek Dalad, Mishneh Dalad, and Mishneh Hay. Mishneh Dalad. Behema HaMakasha Leleit. You have an animal, say a cow, it's carrying a calf, and in the process of delivery, it's having a difficult time. V'hotzi ho'ubores yodo. And the ubo, the fetus, extends its hand outside the body of the mother. V'chatocho. So the people there, the farmer, cuts off the hand of the protruding hand of the fetus. Yachakach shochat asimo, and then he shechts the mother, the cow. So we know that the shechita of a mother renders the fetus inside of her kosher. That does not, the fetus does not need shechita, even if the fetus is removed from the mother's body alive. Shechita of the mother renders the animal, the fetus, inside kosher. In this case, that's not the issue. The issue is the hand which protruded, doesn't that not have a halacha of a nevela, of a piece of meat which wasn't shechted? And if so, the ubor should be mekabel tuma, because the ubor, the fetus, is in touch, so to speak, with its hand, a hand which protruded. And don't forget, this hand, when it was cut off, is definitely nevela. As it was being cut off, part of it was still in contact with the body of the fetus from which it was being cut. So the halacha is habosor tohor. The flesh of the body of the rest of the ubor is tohor. Does not become tomei because of the maga, because of the contact it had with the hand as the hand was being severed from its body. Behema is not mekabel, not mekabeles tumo mechayim. Even if the ubor, Tosfos says, was found dead inside the mother, nevertheless, it's dead, but it's part of the mother. The shechita, the mother, renders it kosher to eat, and therefore it remains tahor v'kosher. But now we come to a different scenario. The hand protruded from the body of the mother. The hand of the fetus protruding from the mother's body. Shochat asimo, and he leaves the animal, this animal's hand protruding, and shechts the mother. And then cuts off the hand after the animal was shechted. So now the piece that's being cut off is nevela. Arguably, as we will see, Rab Meir maintains. And the animal inside has been in touch with the hand as it was being cut from it. So Rab Meir says, Habosor maga nevela. The bosor of the fetus, the body of the fetus, in the womb of the mother animal, is tomei as if it had touched a nevela, because after all, it touched this hand, which is a piece of meat, dead, unshechted meat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So holds Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachomim Omrim Maga Terefo Shechuto, that the protruding hand, which is being cut off, in this case, after the shechita, becomes, in a sense, tohor from the shechita, which is being performed on the mother. As the Mishnah continues, Ma motzinu batrefo sheshchitoso mitaharto. Just as we know that if an animal, forget the mother with the fetus, an animal which is a trefa, an animal which has a hole in its lungs, a hole in its veshet, in its esophagus, and it is shechted, is not a nevela. The carcass is not a nevela. The carcass is, quote, merely a trefa and is not mitame. That's the power that the shechita has. So therefore, argue the Chachomim, av shechitas habehema titaheres ha'ever. When you shecht the mother, even though there's a hand of her fetus protruding from her, that shechita is mitaher, so to speak, that hand. And therefore, when it's cut off, it does not have a halacha of a nevela to be mitame the body of the fetus, but rather it has the halacha of a part of an animal which is being shechted, and even if it is trefa and can't be eaten, nevertheless, it is not mitame. That's the Chachamim's position. Omar lohem Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no way. Lo, no way. Im tiharo shechitas trefa oso, dovor shegufo. True, the shechita of an animal which is trefa is mitaher it, and is mitaher all, each and every part of it. So its foot, its tail, its limbs, its lungs, its whatever, all become tohor. Even though it is a trefa and can't be eaten, it becomes tohor with its shechita. But can the shechita of the mother be mitaher this protruding aver, which is not part of it? It's part of the ubar. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues, minayin litrefo sheshchitoso mitaharto. How do we know that indeed you can take an animal which is trefo, it has a hole in its veshet, it's missing its liver, whatever, and you shecht it, and now you have a dead carcass which is not mitame tumas nevela. Where do we know this, that the power of shechita is that even an animal which can't be eaten, it's treif, it's a treifa, but it's merely a treifa, and the definition, the distinction between treifa and nevela, remember, is that a nevela is an animal which is killed through no shechita, it's hit by a truck, or it's killed by a faulty shechita. Then that animal is nevela and it is metame. However, if the shechita was fine and performed on a living animal, even though that living animal was 1 minute away from death because it had all these trefos, all these injuries, nevertheless, that animal is not a nevela, meaning it is not metame, it is merely a trefo. Can't be eaten, but it's not metame. How do we know this? Because after all, behema tumeyo asura ba'achilo, aftrefo asura ba'achilo. A behema tumeyo, a pig, a camel, is not permitted to be eaten, and so too an animal which is a trefa, has a hole in its veshet, missing its liver, cannot be eaten. Just like you can take a pig and give shecht it with a wonderful shochet with a long white beard and a beautifully smooth knife, and if he shechts a pig or shechts a camel, the dead camel and the dead pig are still nevelos and they're metame. The shechita is not mitaher behemot meyo. So therefore one might think, aftrefo lo titahareno shechitoso. That a trefa too, a cow with a hole in its esophagus, even it should not be kosher, should not be tahor, even if it's shechted. Lo, however, the counter objection is, no, you can't judge a trefa from a behemoth tomeya, from a camel or a pig. Because im omarto bi behemoth tomeya, yes, of course, by a behemoth tomeya, a camel or a pig, no question that shechting it will not be metaherit midei nevela, will not remove the nevela status from it and make it, quote, merely, end quote, a trefa. That's because shelo hoysel oshas hakosher. The camel was never permitted to be eaten. It was never open to shechita. From the time it's born, it was a camel and it was not pehema to meya, or a pig or whatever. Toma batrefa shahoisul o shasa kosher. But this animal with a hole in its esophagus presumably was born healthy. So at the time it was born, until it developed this punctured esophagus, it was kosher and it could be shechted, and then it would have been permissible to be eaten. So it was open to the Torah of Shechita. Now it has a hole in its esophagus, so if you shecht it, you still can't eat it, but it has the power to be metarit midei nevela. Tol lo mashehi veso, the Mishnah continues. This proof, which you're bringing about a trefa, and saying that an animal which is trefa is different from a behemoth tomeya, because an animal which is a trefa had a shas hakosher, that's fine for an animal which was born without a hole in its veshet and developed it later. But hareisha noldo trefa min habeten minayin. Suppose the animal was born with a birth defect, a hole in its veshet. How do we know that such an animal too, a cow, born with a hole in its veshet, could be kam tohor, meaning not metame tumas nevela, with a shechita? It never had a shas hakosher. So the counter argument against that is low, no. Im omarto behemo tumeya, not only did it not have a shas hakosher, but shekein ein bemino shechita, no behemo tumeya, no camel on earth can be shechted and become tohor from the tumas nevela. Toma batrefa, as opposed to this poor cow that was born with a punctured esophagus, sheyesh b'mino shchita, his brother, cousin, etc., and every other cow in the world, is shechtable. If it was shechted, it would be metarit from the nevela. So therefore, behemot trefa cannot be compared to behemot tameya, but a behemot trefa had a shasa kosher, even if it did not have a shasa kosher, it's yesh b'mino shechita. So therefore, the shechita can accomplish something by shechting this behema trefa. Namely, it can render it non nevela. However, a behema tameya, a camel or a pig, which never had a shasa kosher, and more than that, ein b'mino shechita, shechita does nothing for such an animal. But, continues the Mishnah, Ben Shmono Chai. Now, Chazal believed, and it seemed to be something that they observed, that humans and animals whose period of gestation is 9 months, if the animal is born not after a 9 month pregnancy, but in the 8th month, they felt that that child, that Vlad, was not viable. So therefore, if you have a cow, an ubor, a calf, which only was carried for 8 months, but it was born alive, we adjudge that cow to be a nevela. It's not viable, it can't make it. So even though it's alive, it's only alive for a short time. So therefore, a ben shmono chai, suppose you have a fetus of a calf which was delivered after an 8 month pregnancy, and then it was shechted, ein shechitoso mitaharto. Shechting it does not render it a non-nevela. Lefi she'ein b'mino shechita. Because its species is not cow. Its species is 8 month fetus. An 8 month fetus is no mino shechita. 8 month shechita, 8 month fetus is like a cow, camel or a pig. There's no shechita by a vlad of a behema born after 8 months of pregnancy, because it is considered dead. It's not a ben kaima, it is not viable. However, if it is, as we will soon see, if this 8 month fetus was not born, but still is inside the body of the mother, and the mother is shechted, then that 8 month fetus is just meat in the mother and is mutar to eat with the shechita of the mother. By the way, in the Machlokas, the Chachomim and Rav Meir, the halacha is like the Chachomim. But now the Mishnah continues in Mishnah Hei. Hashochet es habehemo. Someone shechts a cow, a female cow, pregnant, Umotzo bo ben shmono chai omeis, and finds in the cow an 8-month, a fetus which has been developing in the body of the cow for only 8 months of the 9-month term of pregnancy. Motzo bo shmono chai omeis, and that fetus is alive when you open the animal after the shechita, open the mother after the shechita, or dead, o ben tisho meis, or you find in it a fully developed 9-month-old fetus in the body of the mother cow. So that is part of the mother. You can eat it. The shechita of the mother renders everything inside of the mother, including fully developed fetuses, kosher to eat. However, the fetus is still has blood in it. Its natural blood vessels have been developed almost completely. Kodra'o, so you cut it, meaning you don't have to shecht it. You can just slice it up. Umotzi es domo, and you just extract its blood in the ways that blood could be extracted, which we will learn about later in the Masechta. By the way, the chelev on the parts of the animal, which had it been born, would not have been allowed to be eaten, are mutter in the case of this ben shmono chai omeis or ben tisho omeis. But suppose the Mishnah continues, you shecht a mother cow, and you find, and you cut it open, and inside there's a fully developed fetus 9 months, alive, and it leaves the body of the mother, goes prancing around the field. Motza ben tisho chai. If you find a 9-month fully developed fetus alive inside the animal mother, which you have just shechted, to'un shechita. It still, according to Rabbi Meir, requires shechita. Rabbi Meir feels that the months, the chodoshim, are the gormim. The main factor are the months. And that a fetus, which is 9 months developed, is a living animal, a bria b'fnei atzma. And therefore it's separate from the mother, and the mother's shechita has no effect upon it. And since it is a born animal, v'chayav ba'oso v'yes b'no, you can't shecht it that same day that you shechted the mother, because of the rule of Oso v'yespeno lo sishchatu b'yom echod. You can't shecht mother and child the same day. So Rav Meir again holds that the primary and only factor, the necessary and sufficient factor in determining whether this fetus is a separate entity from its mother are months, chadoshim. If it's 9 months developed, it's a separate animal, it requires its own shechita, and it can't be shechted the same day as you shechted its mother. Div Rav Meir. The Chachamim Omer, no. Shechitas imo mitaharto. The Chachamim say, the shechita of the mother renders it kosher to eat. Because they believe that thus the fact, merely the fact that it's 9 months old, does not make it a separate born animal. They feel there are two factors necessary to make it considered to be a new animal, a new entity in its own right, separate from its mother. Namely, chodoshim plus leida. It's the months plus the birth. If it never was born through the birth canal, it is part of the mother. If it is part of the mother, it is nita. It becomes mutar with the shechita of the mother. However, suppose this animal is, as I described it, prancing around the fields and grows up to be a month old, a year old, whatever. It is what is called in the Gemara hifris al gabi karkas, jumping around on the farm. So then it does require shechita midrabbanon. It requires to be shechted midrabbanon, because imagine, I'm going to come to a farm and I'll see this cow, perfectly healthy cow, marching around, etc. And the cow, and then someone, and the farmer goes over to it, says, "Oh, you like some steak?" He takes it, bops it on the head, and cuts it up into pieces and gives me a piece of the steak. I wonder what's going on here. I wouldn't realize that this cow was born as a tisho chai inside the womb of its shechted mother. So therefore, hifres al gabi karka, according to the Chachomim, requires shechita midrabbonon. So shechita simo mitaharto midrabbonon, if it's hifres al gabi karka. If it's immediately killed, that's one thing. But if it's prancing and dancing around the field, it requires shechita midrabbonon. However, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri goes further and says, Omer, afilu ben shmone shonim, If you have a ben tishocha, you shechted a mother cow and inside there was a calf, a fetus, fully developed 9 months and alive. And after you shechted the mother, you extracted it from its mother's body. And now it's alive and well and it's 8 years old and plowing in the field. It looks like a cow like any other cow. Even then, shchitas imo mitaharta. He doesn't believe that midrabbonon it's not permitted to be eaten without shchita. Because Rabbi Shimon is not concerned, people will know, go to a Daf Yomi Shir or a Mishnah Yomi Shir, and you will learn there is such a thing as a ben pakua, as an animal which does not require shchita, even if it's 8 years old, because in a sense it was already shechted when its mother was shechted. Kiro'o umotzo bo ben tishochai. Suppose you tore open the animal without shchita and found inside of it a ben tishochai, a vlad which is fully developed, to'un shchita. Then it requires shchita according to everyone. In other words, you didn't shech the mother, but the mother you just tore open for some reason and found and killed it and found inside a living ben tishochai. That animal needs shchita. That animal is a separate entity. It never experienced shchita even through its mother, lefisha lo nishchata imo. And there is no option, of course, except to shecht it itself. And so we have finished Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey of Perek Dalet, and in the process completed lesson number 15.